感谢天父真神带领，让我们在安息圣日一起聚集来敬拜神。
Thanks to the guidance of our Heavenly Father that we can all gather together to worship Him in this Holy Sabbath.
这是小弟第一次来到我们安大略教会，跟大家一起来守圣日。
This is my first time visiting Ontario Church and observing Holy Sabbath here with you all.
其实远在2015年左右的时间，小弟也陪同我们伯恩教会一些长子在我们这附近的区域未来寻找我们新设立教会的会堂的所在。
Actually, back in 2015, I had the opportunity along with other ministers to visit around this area, and we're looking for this new location that was established.
当我小弟再次来到这个地方的时候，就看到这个富丽堂皇，神自己为自己所预备保留了这一座会堂。
And now, once again, being able to visit this place, I have witnessed the marvelous work of God and His establishment here.
这是一个令人振奋的消息，也是主的恩眷来带领，使我们真的能够在这里找到我们发展教会的一个基地。
And this is indeed the great guidance of God that here we're able to find a place and be a location of worship.
那今天小弟就想要用前面投射出来这个题目得救的人天天加添来做大家互相勉励。
And this morning I would like to use the topic that the numbers were added daily, those who have been saved having added daily as our mutual encouragement.
这个得救的人能够天天加添这是我们对教会的一种期待，也是我们从主耶稣要领受的一种恩典。
Those who are being saved were added daily is an expectation we have for church and as well as a blessing that we receive from God.
在圣经使徒行传里面就记载，当初使徒因为五旬节圣灵降临那个教会的建立跟发展是爆炸性的一种状态。
As recorded in the beginning of the book of Acts, when the Holy Spirit descended during Pentecost, the church started to explosively expand.
那使徒行传的作者他就有意刻意的要告诉我们说，当时候的教会是怎么发展的。
And so the author of the book of Acts wrote down and recorded how the church expanded back then.
真教会在末世被建立这是要复兴使徒时代的教会。
The true church has been established in the end times in order to revive the apostolic church.
我们要完成末世收割这些庄稼带入天仓这样的一个任务。
And we have the responsibility to fulfill the commission that has been entrusted to us is to collect all the wheats.
那这一方面也是让我们看到神在发展建立他的教会的时候，他希望我们采用的模式我们该有怎么样的途径来建立。
And from the book of Acts, we can see the methods and the ways in which the Lord wants us to approach as we expand church in the end times.
当时候就是圣灵降临那么有3000人受洗。
In the book of Acts, there was 3,000 people who were baptized as the Holy Spirit descended.
大家聚集住在一处。
And they gathered together in a single place.
所有的东西都共用。
And they share all things.
很多人被感动，就把田产卖了，把这些带到使徒的面前。
Many people were moved and touched, and therefore they sold their possessions and goods.
因为呢，五旬节圣灵降临，从15个地区国家回到以色列地来参与这个节期的有很多的人。
And because of the during Pentecost, people around people from 15 different regions, they all gather up to attend this event.
那有许多人是包括在受洗3000人当中。
And some of them were among the 3,000.
那遇到了 这个教会建立，那他们就暂时没有回去，那生活怎么着落呢？
And because the church was established after Pentecost, and therefore they did not return to their hometown, and they stayed there. But what should they do with their daily living?
住在耶路撒冷当地的信徒就把田产卖掉，把这些带到使徒面前分给个人。
And for that reason, many people sold their possessions and goods in Jerusalem in order to be divided among the people that stayed behind.
那我们就发现，在当时候呢。属灵它发生了几件大事件。
But we do realize that at then it happened a few of the major events.
在短短的时间，主耶稣复活，主耶稣向门徒显现。
In a short period of time, Jesus Christ resurrected and he appeared to the disciples.
然后主耶稣升天。
And then he ascended to heaven.
那不到十天的时间，圣灵就降临。
And at an appointed time, Holy Spirit descended.
3,000人受洗
And 3,000 people were baptized.
神迹奇事显明
And there were many miracles and signs.
那如果我们置身其中，我们会感受到非常浓厚的那种末世的氛围。
And if we were among them during that time, we would certainly feel the atmosphere of end times.
就在不久前主耶稣要升天以前，门徒也问了主耶稣一个问题。
Just not too long ago, before Jesus ascended to heaven, the disciples asked Jesus,
主啊，你复兴以色列国是在这个时候吗？
They asked him, Lord, is this the time in which you will revive Israel?
所以那个末世的氛围非常的浓厚。
And therefore, the atmosphere of end times was quite obvious at that time.
那大家感觉到主耶稣要来了。
Because they feel that Lord Jesus was about to come.
所以就变卖所有的。
And therefore, they sell all their possessions.
大家要住在一处，要等候主耶稣再来。
They all live together, waiting for the descendants of the Lord Jesus.
天天的办理圣餐来，来一起用爱心啊，来领受爱心的餐，然后就一起同心祷告。
Every day, they continue to break bread among them and hold sacraments.
那他们这样的生活就造成的在整个。耶路撒冷城的一种震撼，当地的居民就深深受到这种景况的一种震撼。
And this type of lifestyle actually caused a commotion in the city of Jerusalem.
那整个耶路撒冷城的百姓本来是在逼迫这些信耶稣的。
Because originally people in Jerusalem were persecuting these people who are followers of Christ.
但是这个教会被建立以后，他们天天做四件事情。
But after church was established, daily they would perform four different things.
那信的人天天都增加。
The first thing is that people who believed and been saved were added daily to the church.
教会建立也改变整个耶路撒冷这个城市。
And the establishment of church has transformed the city of Jerusalem.
这些百姓原来在逼迫信耶稣的人。
Originally, they were being persecuted.
但是现在这些人呢，一样是这些人，就变成转而喜爱这些教会的人。
But now, those who originally persecuted the followers of Christ turned around and started liking them.
我们常常说，教会在这个世界常常不被接受。
We said that this church is often rejected in this world.
这个世界恨信耶稣的人。
Because this world hates those who believe in Christ.
还没有恨我们以前，因为他们已经恨耶稣了。
Because before they hated us, they already hated Jesus.
就像当时候的耶路撒冷的百姓。
Just like the people who dwelt in the city of Jerusalem back then.
他们恨耶稣，把耶稣推到十字架钉死。
They hated Jesus so much that they crucified him.
那他的门徒也继续被逼迫。
And his disciples and followers were constantly being persecuted.
可是现在呢，教会在这个耶路撒冷城里头没有被消灭，反而是把整个城都把它翻转过来。
But now this church being established in Jerusalem no longer is persecuted, rather they have transformed the city.
我没有办法去禁止别人对我们批评。
We cannot stop other people from judging us.
我们有时候也不太可能用我们的言语去改变他们对我们的看法。
And many times we are unable to change them through our words.
可是改变别人对我们的看法最快的方法是我们改变自己。
In order to change their perspective on us, we first need to change ourselves.
我们努力地活出，我们能够自我肯定，也能够让别人肯定。
We we lived an image that we can be confirmed by others and we assure ourselves.
当我们这个教会在这个世界让人肯定，让人看到神跟我们同在的时候，这个世界就会喜爱我们。
When this world can see that Lord Jesus is with us and live in us, then they will be willing to accept us.
那这个当中呢，虔诚的人他们就会有机会进到教会里面来。
And it is during this time that those who are zealous are able to enter church.
当我们的教会被建立是这样的一个合乎神旨意的教会的时候，主就会主动将得救的人赐给我们。
And when we live in such an image that is according to the will of God, then God will add those who are being saved daily to us.
所以我们不要觉得我们教会很小，不要觉得我们人数少。
So let us not think that we are a small church, we are small in numbers.
当时候第一批信徒是120个。
Originally, the original members were only 120 back then.
因为圣灵要降临以前呢，在耶路撒冷剩下120个信徒。
Before the Holy Spirit descended in the city of Jerusalem, only left 120 members.
圣灵降临那一天呢，他们受洗有3000人，是30倍的成长。
But the day when Holy Spirit descended, 3,000 people were baptized. That is 30 times of what it was originally.
120变成3,120个。
120, and it turned out to be 3,000 plus.
但是这个数字在整个耶路撒冷城里头还是少数。
But even that number in the city of Jerusalem is still considered a small amount.
是弱势又是少数，如果去把整个城市把它翻转过来。
They're considered a minority. They're considered small, and not to say that they are turning the city around.
是圣灵的力量。
That is only through the power of the Holy Spirit.
是神的作为。
It is the work of God.
那为什么会有圣灵的力量、神的作为在这个当中，使这个教会把这个耶路撒冷城翻转过来呢？
But why is there the work of the Holy Spirit, the work of God that is able to turn and transform the city around?
因为他们不断地在内在建造自己。
Because we think that they continually to build themselves up.
他们不是在教会外去游行示威抗议，他们是在教会内部去不断地改造，去生命更新，活出基督的形象来。
They did not outwardly started to riot, to protest, but instead inwardly they build themselves up in their faith.
所以原来逼迫他们的这些耶路撒冷的百姓就转变，变成是肯定又喜爱。
As a result, people who were originally persecuting this group of believers became liking them instead of persecuting them.
那就显示出这个福音的爆炸力。
And that manifested the explosive growth of church.
因为福音本是神的大能。
Because the gospel itself is the power of God.
所以我们今天希望教会不断的发展，人数能够一直增添。
So today, likewise, as we wish that members are added to us, those who are being saved are added to us, and our numbers expand.
那我们就来看看。
Then we must look and see.
当时候教会一直在做的是哪些事情？
What were the things that the apostolic church were doing?
今天我们的教会也一直要来做这些事情。
And likewise, church today, we must persistently do those things.
使徒时代教会成功的经验一定可以在真耶稣教会来复制。
And the success stories in the apostolic churches will also be mirrored here in the true church.
他们是早与圣灵所建设的教会，我们是在末世圣灵所建设的得救教会。
Just as the Holy Spirit established the apostolic church, likewise Holy Spirit has established True Jesus Church as the Church of End Times.
我们请看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's turn to the Book of Acts, Chapter 2.
《使徒行传》第二章从41节读到47节。
The Book of Acts, Chapter 2, Verse 41 to 47. Acts, Chapter 2, Verse 41. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized. And that day, about 3,000 souls were added to them. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrines and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. 44. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common. 45. And sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all as anyone had need. 46. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their bread with gladness and simplicity of heart. 47. Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved.
当时候在那个环境里面，在灵界发生的几件重大的事情，我们刚刚提过。
Earlier, we mentioned about a few of the major incidents that happened spiritually.
所以让他们很自然地感觉到好像主耶稣快来了。
And so very naturally, they will feel that Lord Jesus is about to come.
那在这样的思考、这样的一个氛围底下，他们会觉得这个世界的东西赶快变卖，大家要房屋公用，要过着爱心的生活。
And under such atmosphere, then the members feel that they need to sell their possessions, they need to divide among them and share.
那今天我们当然这个时空背景不太一样。
But however, our environment is a little bit different today.
那我们应该学习他们的精神。
But what should we learn from them?
在42节就告诉我们。
In verse 47, it tells us.
他们每天做四件事情。
That they do these four things daily.
恒心遵守使徒的教训。
They steadfastly observe the doctrines of the apostles.
第二件是彼此交接。
And they will fellowship.
第三是擘饼，再来第四是祈祷。
They will break the bread daily and they will pray daily.
43节到46节是在解释42节里面的内容。
From verse 43 to verse 46 is it trying to explain in details what was described in verse 42.
那47节就是说42节的结果是这样的。
And then verse 47, it tells us the result of what they have done in verse 42.
这个是门徒的心跟神很距离很近，因为他们跟神的关系很好，不断的赞美神。
The relationship between the disciples and Lord Jesus was very close, and therefore they praise God daily.
他们灵性很活泼，跟神的距离很近。
Their spirituality was very lively. They had a very close relationship with God.
那这个教会置身于这个曾经一直逼迫他们这个耶路撒冷城呢，它是被喜爱的。
And now the church that was in Jerusalem once persecuted, now being liked by others.
然后主将得救的人天天加给他们。
And so the Lord added those who are being saved to them daily.
那我们就来谈这四件事情到底给我们今天什么样的启发。
And so now we're going to talk about what kind of inspirations do those things that they did daily bring to us?
为什么每天做这四件事情，教会就可以兴旺？
Why, if we continue to do this, the four things, then church will grow?
第一就是恒心遵守使徒的教训。
First thing is to steadfastly observe the doctrines of the apostles.
那这个教训不是使徒去发明出来的。
The doctrines were not created or invented by the apostles.
这个教训就是真理。
Because this doctrine refers to the truth.
教会是建立在真理的根基上。
Because the church is established upon the truth.
但是这些是使徒从主耶稣领受的。
And these truths and doctrines have been received from Lord Jesus Christ.
那为什么我们今天一直遵守主耶稣的教训，教会可以兴旺呢？
So why, if we steadfastly in the doctrines, the church will be able to grow?
我们看马太福音二十八章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音二十八章。
The Gospel of Matthew chapter 28.
我们看二十节。
Verse 20.
这是主耶稣要升天以前对门徒的吩咐。
This is the great commission that Lord Jesus Christ gave the disciples before his ascension.
要去宣传福音。
Is to preach the gospel.
这是对外。
This is outwardly towards the people outside.
那二十节是对内牧羊。
And verse 20 refers to the work that needs to be done inside, which is the pastoral work.
主耶稣说，凡我所吩咐你们的，都要教训他们遵守。
Verse 20 here says that what I have commanded you, you should teach them to observe all things.
主耶稣所吩咐的就是他三年多的时间，不断的日以夜继的来教导门徒，给他们的一些真理的造就。
What he had commanded them was what he had taught the disciples day and night. in the past 3 years to edify them.
那有些他们明白，有些人不明白。主耶稣说，只等到那个保惠师圣灵来的时候，会带领你们进入真理，你们就可以明白。
Some of them they understand, some of them they don't. But Lord Jesus Christ told them that once the Holy Spirit descends, the Holy Spirit will guide them into all truth.
所以这教会的建立是在到真理的根基上，这个真理是从耶稣来的。
And therefore, the church is built upon the foundation of truth, which comes directly from Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要代代相传。
And that this is the truth that we must pass down from generation to generation.
如果这个根基都不改变，我们都忠心的来信守耶稣的教训。
If we do not change this foundation and we steadfastly in these doctrines,
那我就常与你们同在。
Then Lord Jesus said that He will abide with us always.
而且是直到世界的末了。
And until the end of age.
那这句话用在末世的真教会就更加的贴切了，适用了。
And so this verse, if we apply it to nowadays church, it becomes even more applicable.
我们一直等到主耶稣再来。
We are waiting for the coming of Lord Jesus.
我们都有主跟我们同在。
We have the abidance of our Lord Jesus.
因为这个教会呢，在真理上洁净。
And because we have cleansed ourselves on truth,
那主耶稣就跟我们同在。
Then the Lord will abide with us.
一个教会如果在真理上不忠心、不全备、不圣洁，主不会跟他们同在。
If a church is not faithful, is not holy, has not cleansed himself in the truth, then the Lord Jesus will not abide with the church.
那这是主耶稣给我们的应许。
And this is a promise the Lord Jesus has given us.
所以使徒时代的教会建立就是在这个耶稣的教训上面。
And therefore, the apostolic church has been built on the foundation of the truth that Jesus has given them.
当然，主耶稣就跟他们同在。主耶稣就跟他们同在。
And Lord Jesus abided with them.
得救的人就天天增加。
And those who are being saved were added daily to them.
所以教会要圣洁，一个很重要的真理上要圣洁。
So for church to be holy, first of all, they must be holy in the truth.
那在真理上圣洁是什么意思啊？
So what does it mean to be holy on the truth?
我们看哥林多后书十一章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书十一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 11.
第二节。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
这里保罗对哥林多教会信徒这么说。
Here, Paul told the Corinth church.
因为曾经有假师父传异端啊，在这个教会里面。
He said that in the past you had false teachers that preached among you.
那保罗一直啊用心要把他们改变回来。
And Paul had tried to return their ways.
他说：“我为你们起的愤恨，原是神那样的愤恨。”
He said to them, "For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy."
就是一个嫉妒了哈。爱跟嫉妒是一体的两面。
Love and jealousy is the two sides of same coin.
就是不希望他们变心呐。
In other words, he does not wish them to turn their ways to turn away.
保罗说：“我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。”
As Paul says to them, "For I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ."
第三节说。
Verse 3 says,
或只怕你们的心或偏于邪，失去那像基督所存纯一清洁的心。
For I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceives Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
好像蛇用诡诈来诱惑了夏娃一样。
Just as the serpent deceived Eve.
所以我们对基督所存的这样的清洁的心不可改变。
And therefore, the heart, the simplicity heart that we have in Christ must not be changed.
那将我们才能够在真道上圣洁。
Therefore, we are able to keep ourselves holy in the truth.
那主才跟我们同在。
And then Lord Jesus will abide with us.
我们再看《使徒行传》十六章。
Let's also turn to Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传》十六章。
Acts chapter 16.
我们来看第四节、第五节。
Verse 4.
第四节
Verse 4
请读四到五节
Verse 4 and 5 Verse 4 And as they went through the cities, they delivered to them the decrees to keep, which were determined by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem. Verse 5 So the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily.
那第二个原因就是说，如果我们在真道上是合一， 教会的信徒信心越越发坚固，人事就会增添。
Another reason is that if in church has are one in one accord in the faith, then they will be strengthened and numbers will be added to them daily.
啊，当时候有人质疑啊，有人又主张说信耶稣不够，还要行律法才能够得救。
Back then, there are people who question and stated that it is not enough just to believe in Jesus; they must also observe the law.
啊，这好像是说我们更加保险，多添加一个比较保险。
As if saying that it is you're more assured and asks you add an extra insurance to your belief. But that should not be the case.
如果主耶稣钉在十字架这个成全的救赎的那个恩典不够。不全备，啊，还要借着其他的方法，那耶稣在十字架上的功劳就白费了，那就白死了。
If the crucifixion of Lord Jesus Christ cannot complete salvation, nor it or is it lacking, and we need to use other channels and sources to fulfill and complete that salvation, that means the death of Lord Jesus Christ on the cross is in vain.
主耶稣钉十字架，流宝血，把我们赎回来，建立教会。这是基督教信仰的核心，这是根基，不能够从根去斩断了，整个信仰都倒了。
Lord Jesus Christ being crucified and has redeemed us. This is the foundation of our faith. We should not wreck or destroy this foundation.
啊，一加一等于二。
One plus one equals two.
不需要再增加。
You don't need to add more.
你给他写二点一、二点零零一都不对了，错了。
It is wrong for you to write 2.1 or 2.0001.
啊，真理得救的真理不是说越加添就越好，不是这样。正确的答案只有一个，这个答案已经完整了，已经正确稳定的，不会改变了。
Because the gospel of salvation is already complete, there's no need to add anything else on top of it. If you do, then it's wrong.
这个问题如果没有解决，当时候的教会会分散。
And if this problem was not resolved back then, then this will cause a division within church.
所以在耶路撒冷的会议就做了决定了。
And therefore, in the Jerusalem Council, a decision was made.
就把这个决议呢，啊，交托啊，在各教会，啊，去宣导。
And this decision was delivered to to all churches and was proclaimed in all churches.
那大家对这个得救的真理没有怀疑，大家都合一，所以信心就会越发坚固。
And because no one had any doubts about this decision and this gospel of salvation, and therefore in truth they were able to be in one accord.
那这样人数啊，得救人数就会增加了。
And the numbers of those who being saved were added to them daily.
啊，今天教会的发展。
And likewise today, in the growth of church,
只有一个根基,
there is only one foundation,
就是主耶稣,
and that is Lord Jesus.
那这些教训很完整的在圣经里头,
and this teaching is very complete in the Bible.
啊, 我们把它, 作为整合, 就是我们今天的, 有关得救的五大教义, 我们基本信仰有十条的这个信条。
And our church has arranged and put them into our 10 basic beliefs as well as our 5 base doctrines.
这可以说是基督教训的核心。
And these are the core of the teachings of Lord Jesus Christ.
那这些是不会改变的。
And these are things that will not be changed.
但是人会改变哦。
Even though humans may change.
以前传真理的人，后来他可能会改变哦。
Those who once preached the truth, they may have changed down the way.
真理没有改变，但是以前传真理的人改变了，那我们就不能再听他的。
The truth never changed, but those who once preached the truth, they might have changed. And later on, when you come back and listen to them,
啊，我们是信耶稣，不是信人。
We must remember that we believe in Lord Jesus. We don't believe in a single human being.
我们是效法基督，不是跟从人。
We imitate after Christ. We are not followers of man.
啊，信仰的根基会摇摇晃晃，会松动，是因为他们没有在基督的根基上很坚定的来扎根。
In the foundation of our faith, the reason that can be easily shaken is because our foundation has not been in Christ. Rather, we have built it on men.
啊，那很容易被这个世界的风给摇动了。
and therefore easily will be swayed away by the winds of this world.
啊，被这个世界的流行潮流给冲走了。
We will easily be carried away by the trends of this society.
啊，所以我们很担心的，我们这一代的年轻人。
Therefore, we are very worried about our youth.
啊，今天在社会、在学校所接受的很多跟圣经是不一样。
Many times, what they encounter at school and the teachings are they receive are different from the teachings of the Bible.
那这个世界的东西就是从人来的。
And the things of this world come from man.
很多的思想、很多的理论、很多的主张是从人的头脑出来的。
Many theories, many thoughts are actually come from the minds of men.
那是人是被罪捆绑的，是生在罪中、活在罪中、死在罪中的。结果我们的思考也是一直被罪捆绑，我们一直跟着那个被罪捆绑的思想在走，而不是接受主耶稣从天上而来的启示。那很危险，就会堕落。
And these men are bounded in sin. They are doomed to die in sin. And all these thoughts are likewise. But yet we follow them. We are also bounded and entrapped in the sins of this thought. And so ultimately, it's very dangerous for us if we do not follow the teachings of Christ.
我们对于这些基本得救的教育很清楚，我们传讲就有力道，就有信心。我们很坚定的口气跟我们所带领的慕道者 来宣讲。
When we firmly believe in this truth, whenever we preach to truth seekers, then we are full of confidence and we know what we are preaching.
我们所传的是我们所信的，我们所信的是我们所体验的。
What we preach is what we believe, and what we believe is what we have experienced.
哦，那是很真实的信仰。
And this is of true faith.
那我们讲这些，我们的信心，我们的口气就会很坚定。
And when we say of all this truth, then our attitude is very assured, and we are very confident of what we speak.
那大家在这个基本的信仰的主张上面是合一的。
And when everyone is in one accord in the proclamation of the faith,
啊，当然教会
就 of the truth,
教会就可以发展。
Then church will continuously expand and grow.
这是第一个，当时候的教会就是恒心，没有改变他们心智来遵守主的教训。
So this is the first thing that the church steadfastly did not change the doctrines that were entrusted to them.
那主的教训除了得救的真理以外呢，还有一些伦理道德的灵修生活。
And besides the doctrines, regarding salvation that were entrusted, there are other teachings of Lord Jesus Christ about the morality and our daily life and cultivation.
如果恒心遵守主的教训，那很自然在他的生活中就有明灯来照亮这个世界，啊，那个光就能够让人看见。
And when we steadfastly keep ourselves in the teachings of Lord Jesus Christ, very naturally, we will shine this light into the world, and it will be very obvious for others to see.
啊，那么人家看见了，就把荣耀归给主。
And when others witness this light, then they will give the glory to God.
那也会造成教会能够不断发展。
And they will, as a result, church will continuously grow.
我们常常说我们要发展教会。
We often say that we need to grow and expand church.
那慕道者一定要来啊。
But first, truth seekers must come.
如果我们的布道会没有慕道者，那开这个布道会就变成没有意思了。
If in our evangelical services there are no truth seekers, what is the main? Then what is the purpose of holding evangelical services?
那布道者怎么来呢
？But how do truth seekers come?
我们信徒要带领。
Our members need to first lead them.
那如果我们行为不够好
，But if our own behaviors is not good enough,
我们没有办法带领布道者。
Then we are unable to lead truth seekers to church.
所以一个教会慕道者多不多，就是这个教会信徒在信仰灵修上是不是有在追求长进，一个指标，很清楚的指标。
And one clear indication whether a church has truth seekers, it lies on the behaviors and of the believers, whether they truly reflect Jesus Christ.
哦，他行为不好，他不敢传耶稣。
If they don't have good behaviors and manners, then they dare not.Preach about Jesus.
那这样教会慕道者就会减少。
And as a result, truth seekers will decrease in church.
那这样我们就对不起主耶稣了。
And then we have not accomplished what Lord Jesus Christ has entrusted us.
那我们就要改变了，改变我们
的行为。Therefore, we need to change.
改变行为，我们才能够有信心、有勇气去带领慕道者。
We need to change our behaviors.
这样
教会慕道者多，我们教会受洗人数才会增加。
Only when we have increase of truth seekers, then we have increase of those who are baptized.
如果小弟问大家，曾经带慕道者到教会的，请举手。不知道是不是大家都能够举手。
If I ask you, those who once brought truth seeker to church, could you please raise your hand? I don't know if all of us can raise our hand.
那如果我们继续问你为什么不能带慕道者，是不是你的行为不好？可能很多人也不敢去表达他的看法。
And if we continuously ask that, why don't you bring truth seeker to church? Is it because of your behavior? Probably many people dare not admit that.
那神的教会是不应该这样的。
But the church of God shouldn't be like this.
为什么一个教会能够去翻转一个城市？
Why is a church able to transform a city?
他们有好行为，像光照亮在人的面前。
Because they have good behaviors like light shining before the sight of man.
我们大家一起继续来努力。
So let us all continue to strive forward.
我们的座位有180个。
We have 180 seats here.
现在我们的信徒最大量应该是130位。
And right now we have about 130 members.
我们还有空位。
We still have empty spaces.
我们还有一个发展的空间。
We still have room for improvement.
我们希望大家都有好的行为，我们一直把慕道者一批一批的带进来。
We hope that all of us we can have good behaviors, then that we can bring truth seekers one after another.
我们再翻回来看使徒行传第二章。
Let us turn back to the book of Acts chapter 2.
42节。
Verse 42.
42节他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接。
Here says that they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship.
这个彼此交接，用我们现在的话来讲，其实就是团契了。
They connected with each other. As here says, they had fellowship with one another.
英文是直接翻译成 fellowship 哈。那中文它是交接的意思，就是有互动，其实就是团契了哈，就团契好。
In Chinese translation, it says they interacted with one another, which means that they have fellowship with one another.
这就是爱心的生活。
And this reflects the life of love.
那43节以后就有解释他们如何来团契。
And so from verse 43 onward, it explains to us how they fellowship with one another.
信的人都在一处，44节。
Verse 44 says that all who believe were together.
凡物共用。
And they all things in common.
45节。
Verse 45.
照个人所需用的分给个人。
And they divided among them as anyone had need.
46节。
Verse 46.
同心合意的在殿里，在家中擘饼。
And they continued daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house.
存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
With gladness and simplicity of heart.
这个就是彼此交接的内容。
And this is the content of their fellowship.
就在一处，没有分开。
Is that they are in one place, undivided.
有无相通，彼此照顾。
They took care of another. They interacted with one another.
同心合意。
They did everything in one accord.
欢喜诚实。
And they had gladness and simplicity of heart.
安息日中午的爱餐是我们最快乐的时刻。
During Sabbath, lunchtime is a very joyful moment.
这个就是一个爱的团契。
Because this is the fellowship of love.
所以教会要有爱心。
So church must be an entity with love.
像这43节到46节所说的这些原则。
With the thing, the principles mentioned here from verse 43 to 46.
我们自从这个疫情以后自从这个发生这个 COVID-19 的疫情以后。
Ever since a pandemic?
现在我们还有一些信徒还没有回到教会来。
We still have some members who have not yet returned to church.
但是我们看看使徒时代的教会，这些信徒是信的人都在一处。
But here, as we see the apostolic church, all members they came together in the same place.
我们都在一处，我们才有办法互动交接。
When we are in one place, then we're able to interact with one another. We're able to fellowship.
疫情很严重的时候，因为政府也有规定我们的空间 只能够容纳少数的人。
During the pandemic, when the government has restricted the number of people that can gather,
但是现在差不多开放了。
But as for now, most of the place, indoor places have been open.
所以照理说，我们的信徒都要回来。
And so, in other words, most of our members should, all return to church.
啊，在网络的聚会，那个是一种补充性、暂时的替代。
The online service should only be temporarily and a temporarily replacement.
教会的生活就是要有爱的团契。
Because the life of church should be a life with fellowship.
我们大家见面的时候，面对面，啊，大家照面就有一种情感的互动，心对心能够彼此的关怀。
And when we fellowship with one another, we then care for one another, and we have an exchange of our hearts.
啊，我们说政府规定不能太多人，所以我们留在家里。那现在开放了，应该要回来。
Once we said that because of the restriction of the government, we are unable to come to church. But now that government has opened up the limitations, we should all return to church.
小弟也有到一些地方去 shopping mall 啦，或是说餐厅吃什么，越南河粉啊，到处去看啊。很多人都我们在这里都大家都是没有在戴口罩啊。我们到会堂来，我们还戴口罩啊。所以我们这里是还更安全的，我们有尽自己的本分来做好这个自我的健康管理。
I have the opportunity to visit places like the shopping mall or some stores, and I realize that many people don't wear their mask anymore. But here in the chapel, we are still wearing our mask. It's even safer than being outside. So as we pay our due diligence in wearing the mask, more people should come back and return to church.
我们现在很自由的，我们很安全的，我们很放心的去很多地方，我们应该可以放心的回到教会来聚会了。
Now we feel safe to go around different places. We should even feel safer returning to church.
让大家看看你，你也看看大家。
So you have the opportunity to visit all brothers and sisters, as other people have the opportunity to visit you.
啊，那个关怀的心就会更加的热切。
And that heart of caring will even be more abundant.
那当然有一些身体比较不适的，或是说比较年长的，啊，那就可能就待在家里了。那我们年轻人，我们年轻力壮，我们没有健康的疑虑的，我们更应该要主动就回到教会来。
Of course, if there are some elderly people who have health issue concerns that are unable, we understand. But as young people, if we are healthy, then we should all return to church.
来会堂聚会哈，还是比较容易专心呐。
It is easier to focus when you worship in the chapel.
大家一起同心的祷告，那个力量会很大。
When everyone pray in one accord, that strength and power is even greater.
我们亲自加入这个爱的团契，我们被关怀，我们也关怀很多人。
As we join, ourselves in this fellowship of love, not only do we allow others to come and care for us, but we also have the opportunity to care for others.
属灵的生命才能够活泼。
Then our spiritual life can be lively.
啊，那网络的聚会不能取代会堂实体的聚会。
Online sermons and services cannot replace in-person services.
我们会被安排教会的一些事工，我们来在这里担任事工，服务众弟兄姐妹。
Here we will be arranged and scheduled to do holy work, and so we have the opportunity to serve all brothers and sisters.
那如果我们在网络就没有办法提供这样了。
But if you have service at home, then you won't have this opportunity.
啊，我们应该明白这当中是有不一样的。
So we must understand that the difference among the two.
啊，所以我们在教会里头，我们要去激励更多的爱出来。
And therefore, in church, we must stir up the love.
那这个爱就会吸引人。
And this love will attract others.
得救的人会天天增加。
And so those who've been saved will be added daily to us.
从外面进到这里来的呢，被爱心吸引了。
And those who come from outside in, they were attracted because of our love.
他就留下来。
Then they will stay.
留下来的就信主了。
And once they stay behind, they will believe.
就加入这个属灵团体了。
And they will be included in the spiritual family.
我们有从主的教训作为一个建立的根基，我们就加上有爱心的关怀，会吸引人。
If we have the foundation of Lord Jesus Christ, and then also we have love to attract others.
这个爱也会造就人。
This love will benefit others.
当人被关怀的时候，他会感动。
Because when one is being cared for, they will be moved.
那我们教会的爱心是很单纯的，我们不是只有在物质上去供应，我们主要不是物质上的供应，我们是在心灵上给他一种安慰，给他一种平安，主的平安给他。
But the love of church is very simple. It is not mainly focused on the materials, but more on the spiritual and the heart and mind in which we give them the comfort of God.
在教会里面，我们的爱心是没有关乎到利益的。
Because the love of church should not be based upon our personal benefits.
没有利益的冲突。
There should be no conflict of interest.
大家来到这里都是家，每个人对这个家都是付出。
Because everyone coming here, this is a home where everyone will put in a little something to this home.
所以来到这里是最安静的，最平安的。
So coming here is the most peaceful and most quiet place.
这个地方能够吸引人，因为这里没有压力。
The place is able to attract others because there is no stress or pressure here.
来到这里，我们把整个压力都放下来，谢谢主耶稣。
Here we have given Lord Jesus all our burdens.
那大家又关怀彼此爱心的互动
，and when we interact with one another，
把它建设成一个神的家
，then we build up this house as the house of God，
就会吸引很多人
，and then we will be able to attract many。
那这也是当时候教会发展的一个主要原因
，and so this is the main of reason of why church expanded in the apostolic times。
教会里面有一个姐妹，她是坐轮椅到教会来。
We have a sister who is on a wheelchair. And she came to church.
患了这个类风湿症，关节每一个关节都会痛。
And she has arthritis.
你看我们的手有几个关节。
If you can imagine how many joints we have throughout our whole entire body.
你看一二三四五六六个关节。
Just six joints simply in one arm.
手脚整个关节都在痛。
But she, all her joints were in pain. She was pain, had pain.
那吃饭的时候，汤匙用汤匙，这很勉强这样吃饭。
And when she eats, she could barely move her arms, and she very stressfully will need to lift up that fork.
她的手跟脚都慢慢在萎缩。
And all her arms and legs are withering.
小弟去访问她说，你痛的时候怎么办？
So when I visited her, I asked her, "What do you do when you are in pain?"
他说：“我就想主耶稣。”
And she replied that I will think of Lord Jesus.
耶稣比我更痛。
She said that Lord Jesus is even in much more pain than me.
所以当我痛的时候，我想主耶稣。
So when I'm in pain, I think of Lord Jesus.
他被钉十字架。
How he has crucified.
那我就比较不痛了。
怎么？不好意思。
麦克风可以把声音转大一点啊。刚刚那个。激情演出是刻意大声的，那现在没有那么大声了，可以把声音转大一点。
Please turn up the mic.
他说他痛的时候就想主耶稣。
She said that when she's in pain, then she would think of Lord Jesus.
那就比较不痛。
Because when she it's quite painful.
小弟在问他，那你整天在家里做什么？
And so I further ask her, "What do you do every day at home?"
她说她打电话。
She will make phone calls.
你打电话聊天。
And I said, "You make phone calls to converse."
她说我打电话不是聊天，我是访问。
And she said, "No, I don't make phone calls to converse. I make phone calls as a form of visitation."
你怎么访问啊
？And I said to her, "How do you visit them?"
教会那个代祷的名单一大堆啊，很多。
She said, "Look at the prayer list. There's so many brothers and sisters on the list."
那我回家以后就一个一个打电话。
And so when I go home, I will call them one by one.
以前那个电话是拨盘式的，不是按键的，它是拨盘。拨盘就是你看这个手就要动，那个铃啊，铃几乎绕地球一圈啊。那电话里面铃特别多啊，你看它这个动作很勉强，就要拨电话。
The phones were not press phones, they were dial phones, and you will have to forcefully turn that number one whole circle around and imagine her doing that.
有夫妻不和的啦，有孩子不听话的啦，有心灵欠安的啦，有身体欠安的，那就一通一通电话打过去。
She said there are those who are weak physically, there are those who have spousal problems, there are those who have children problems, family problems, or they are weak spiritually, and then she will make phone calls one by one.
那小弟问他说，那你这样打电话有功效吗？
And I asked her, oh, do you see any results or good results from making phone calls like these?
她说每一个人接到她电话的时候都会说, 哎呀, 真的不好意思, 我们应该要去关心你啊, 怎么变成是你在关心我们, 真的不好意思啊。
She said that everyone who received her phone call or will instead reply, we should be the one going to visit you. How come you are actually making a phone call and caring for us?
那小弟就说, 那这样有功效, 有功效, 他们有感动, 他们有感动。
And so I reply, I do see good results because they are moved.
小弟记得他讲过几句话, 一直深刻在脑子里面。
I remember a few things that she said that gave me deep impression.
她说我痛的时候就想耶稣。
She said that when I'm in pain, I think of Lord Jesus.
她的病痛使她更靠近耶稣, 有人病痛, 让她远离耶稣, 但是她更靠近耶稣。
Her illness allowed her to get closer to God, while there are others whose illness would drive them away from God, she draw closer to God.
她整天在痛, 她整天在想耶稣。
Every day she would think of Lord Jesus.
有一些人稍微伤风感冒, 遇到一些事情不如意, 就远离耶稣, 就抱怨耶稣, 但是她遇到这个问题, 让他更靠近耶稣, 我们是怎么样的, 是更靠近, 还是更远离耶稣呢?
There are people, because of small trials and tribulations in life, that they walk away from God. But as for her, because of her illness, she drew closer to God. And as for ourselves, are we drawing closer or further away from God?
他说, 当我去关心别人的时候, 我就忘记自己的痛苦。
And she also said, when I care for others, I forget my own pain.
她一直在痛, 但是她去关心别人, 她就忘记自己在痛。
She is in pain, but when she cares for others, she has forgotten her own pain.
有一些人呢, 有一些人一直是关注自己, 哦, 我好可怜啊, 都没有人来看我啊, 哦, 长老只是跑到什么地方去, 我很可怜, 都没有人帮助我啊, 所以他会更痛, 其实他本来不会痛, 他就自己认为很可怜, 这就痛。 你的痛苦是从你不懂得去关怀别人来的。
And there are also members that they, you know, every day they complain and they cry and they say how they ministers and elders are not caring for them, they're being forgotten. But the more they think like that, the more painful they are. And their pain doesn't come because of they actually they have such a pain, but rather because they don't know how to care for others.
感谢主，大家帮他祷告，他后来真的能够站起来，很奇妙，他站起来。
Thank God that later on, brothers and sisters prayed for the sister, and she was able to stand up.
她也可以走路。
Slowly, she was able to walk.
非常奇妙。
This was quite miraculous.
她说因为这个教会的信徒每个人都爱我，为我祷告。
She said that because members in this church, they all love me, they all pray for me.
小弟跟她说，因为你关心每个人，所以大家都帮你祷告。
And I replied and said to her, is that because you have taken the time to care for other brothers and sisters, and therefore they have taken the time to pray for you.
他们还没有爱你以前，你都爱他们。
Before they loved you, you already loved them.
因为我们的爱，所以主耶稣跟我们同在，所以你就可以站起来。
And because the Lord Jesus Christ is with us, and therefore you are able to rise up and walk.
就是这样的奇妙的恩典。
And this is such a miraculous thing that Lord has done.
我们有爱, 主耶稣跟我们同在, 主耶稣同在的地方就是天堂。
When we have love, the Lord will abide with us. And the place in which the Lord abides with us, that is called heaven.
我们在教会在地就如天啊, 教会就是地上的天堂啊, 因为有爱, 所以主耶稣在我们当中。
A church is heaven on earth, and because there is the abidance of Lord Jesus Christ in us.
这样的教会啊, 大家爱心彼此激励, 一个人关心, 大家都被感动。
In such church, everyone will stir each other up in love, and when one cares for others, then you will see how other people will start caring for other people as well.
这个爱心就会感动很多人, 吸引很多人。
And this is the love that will attract and that will stir up.
我们来唱诗441首。
Let's sing hymn 441.